Canto 4, Chapter 28, chapter entitled Puranjan becomes a woman in the next life. Text number 54. Hamsavaham chatvam charya. Hamsavaham chatvam charya. Sakhayo manasayano. Sakhayo manasayano. Abhutamantara vaukaha. Abhutamantara vaukaha. Sahasra parivatsara. Sahasra parivatsara. Translation: My dear gentle friend, both you and I are exactly like two swans. We live together in the same heart, which is just like the Manasa lake. Although we have been living together for many thousands of years, we are still far away from our original home. Purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. The original home of the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, both the Lord and the living entities live together very peacefully. Since the living entity remains engaged in the service of the Lord, they both share a blissful life in the spiritual world. However, when the living entity wants to enjoy himself, he falls down into the material world. Even while he is in that position, the Lord remains with him as the super soul, his intimate friend. Because of his forgetfulness, the living entity does not know that the Supreme Lord is accompanying him as a super soul. In this way, the living entity remains conditioned in each and every millennium. Although the Lord follows him as a friend, the living entity, because of forgetful material existence, does not recognize him. We are reading the description of the allegorical story being narrated by Narada Muni to King Prachina Barhishat, wherein there was a great exalted king by the name of Puranjan, and because of too much attachment to the body, especially his wife, at the last moment he thinks of her and becomes a woman. Due to his exalted qualities, he is born again as the daughter of the king of Vaideha, as Vaidehi, and at the opportune moment gets married to King Malayadhvaja. Ultimately, due to the influence of time, King Malayadhvaja leaves his body and Vaidehi is left alone, desolate and crying. At that point of time, she is approached by an old friend who is described in the last verse as Avigyata or Agyata. Just the word Avigyata, or someone who is eternally there with one but is not understood, unknown friend, Avigyata Sakham. And this Avigyata Sakham, the unknown friend, is now speaking with Vaidehi and explaining to her that how actually both of them are well known to each other. They are well known. But she has forgotten and he remembers. In the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna, the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, he informs Arjuna of the position of the living entity in a similar way. Bahuni meveti tani janmani tava Arjuna, tanyam veda sarvani natvam vetha parantapa. Arjuna was making them point that how does one believe that the Supreme Lord is the Puratan Purusha, the oldest of all, when actually appears to be just like one.
equal in age, and from the time period seems to be quite young also. So how does one understand that he is the oldest personality? Krishna had made the point that he was the oldest personality in one sense, because he had given this knowledge millions of years ago to Vivaswan, the sun god, the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita. So Arjuna inquires, how is it? Katham etad vijaniyan tvam adav proktavan iti. How do I know that actually you have spoken this science to Vivaswan millions of years ago? What is the proof? How can I understand? Actually it seems quite the contrary. Both you and I are the same age. Aparam bhavato janma param janma vivasvate. Both you and I are of the same age. Considering the age of Vivaswan, he is very, very senior. Your birth is so many years after him. His birth has taken place long, long before. So aparam, how can your birth be higher to him? So Arjuna is trying to make the point that just because one takes birth, that is when one's lifespan or one's actual life begins. That is one point that is putting forth. The other point is, Vivaswan still exists, but I find that you have taken birth along with me. So how is it possible that you have spoken this science to Vivaswan, who was existing prior to me and thus existing prior to you? A common fallacy that a conditioned living entity makes is trying to superimpose his ideas onto the eternal realm, one's own ideas onto the eternal realm. The Srimad Bhagavatam, the 7th canto, Srila Prabhupada explains this fallacy of the living entity in one purport. He says the living entity considers the supreme personality of Godhead to be ordinary person. Now this is quite contradictory. The living entity knows that this is the source of everything, and still it considers to be an ordinary person. And he says, that is a disease of the living entity. Because I am an ordinary person, so he must also be an ordinary person. And thus, because I undergo change, he also undergoes change. I die, he also dies. I am an illusion, he is also an illusion. In one of the purports of the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says, this is the problem, either trying to bring down God to our level or trying to raise ourselves to the position of God. If we can, we try to pull down God to our level. This is where God should be, like me. Thus he should be the same as me, because there are similar characteristics we find. Or I can become God because God has become God by certain process, so I can also become God. Therefore Krishna, he explains to Bahuni me vetitani janmani tavarjuna tane aham veda sarvani natvam vetha parantapa. O chastiser of enemies, parantapa, it is so easy for you to defeat your enemies, but his doubts, so very difficult. How can you ever defeat them? And as far as your doubt is concerned, let me tell you, both you and me have taken many, many appearances. We have had many, many appearances. In each of those appearances of the past, you have forgotten every one of them, but I do remember every single one. And Prabhupada says, how is it so that the Supreme Lord can remember and the living entity does not remember his previous births? It says, because the living entity changes bodies. And with each change of body, there is forgetfulness of the previous experiences. Since the Supreme Lord does not forget his previous experiences, therefore it means he does not change his body. In other words, his body is unchangeable. Thus, his body is not under the control of the modes of material nature. Hence, he does not undergo old age, disease and death. In other words, his body is eternal, Satchidananda. And therefore, in the next verse, leading In the following verses, Krishna says, "Hence, Arjuna, if you also want to attain the position of being beyond birth, eternal life, understand my birth and my activities in truth. Try to understand my birth and my activities in truth. Understanding Krishna's birth and Krishna's activities, tattvataha, means to understand them in truth. There is no question of a doubt, a speck of a doubt of suspicion. Is it possible that Krishna could be like this? Is it possible that Krishna could be like that? We have to do that tattvataha. And when that tattvataha is established, that tattva, that truth, the fact is established, tattva deham punar janma na. That is the point where we overcome the cycle of birth and death. Kaviraj Goswami has given the elaborate description of the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the great epic, the great poem, poetry form of literature, the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada, in his summary study of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, in the introduction he explains what is the meaning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he explains it something like this. It is the character and the activities of the living entity in eternality. What does the living entity do in his eternal life? The character and the activities of the living entity in eternality. Prabhupada here mentions this point. The original home of the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a spiritual world. In the spiritual world, both the Lord and the living entities live together very peacefully. Since the living entity remains engaged in the service of the Lord, they both share a blissful life in the spiritual world. This is the description of the spiritual world and the spiritual activities. And how can we understand that? That was the purpose for which Lord Sri Chaitanya came here. To make the living entities understand and experience their characteristics and their activities in eternality. And how one gives up that situation? Why one gives up that position? He explains that. Lord Sri Chaitanya, after performing his scholarly pastimes in Navadvip, he took sannyas at Katwa. And from there, he visited the house of Advaita Acharya, stayed there for a few days, and begging permission from his mother, from all the senior devotees like Sri Advaita Acharya, Srivas Pandit, and all of his other devotees, he took his residence at Jagannath Puri. There at the house of Kashi Mishra, the Gambhira, Lord Chaitanya would stay and regularly visit Lord Jagannath's temple. But Lord Chaitanya had this great desire to offer this Sankirtan movement to all the living entities. How would it be possible if he just stayed in Jagannath Puri? So on the pretext of trying to find out where his brother Vishwarup was, Lord Chaitanya undertook the South India Yatra and saved millions of souls by offering them the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had for the first time come to Jagannath Puri, due to his overwhelming ecstasy of seeing Lord Jagannath, he fainted. At that time, the chief priest of the king and his spiritual master and guide, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, was there. He took Lord Chaitanya to his house and waited till he came back to his external consciousness. And then Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya tried to preach to him The understanding of the Vedanta Sutra according to the Mayavad philosophy, according to the Shankara Bhashya. Lord Chaitanya, by his great humility, converted the heart of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and made him a devotee. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya always felt very much indebted to the Lord. And therefore, it was his great desire to always invite the Lord to his house for prasad. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted his invitation. That morning, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya went to his wife. Bhattacharya Gosai had one daughter by the name of Shathi. And Kaviraj Maharaj explains that Bhattacharya's wife was also known as Shathir Mata, or the mother of Shathi. So Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya approached Shathir Mata and told her, "Today Lord Chaitanya is coming for prasad. Make an elaborate preparation. Let us satisfy the Lord." And Shathir Mata was an expert cook. Within a few hours, she could make a huge feast of many preparations. But Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was feeling so much wanting to serve the Lord that he himself assisted her in her cooking. And they made many, many preparations of different kinds of vegetables, but dry and wet, so many kinds of rice, cakes, dal, etc. To the south of their house there were two rooms. In one room was Shaligram Shila being worshipped. There they offered the prasad to offered the bhoga to the Shaligram Shila. And in the afternoon, after Lord Chaitanya had darshan of Lord Jagannath and finished his afternoon duties, he came to the house of Sarvabhaum. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya made him sit in the other room. These two rooms are specifically kept for worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in one of those rooms, he made a seat for Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is explained that Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya had prepared bhoga like mountains. There were mountains of rice, mountains of vegetables. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this preparation, he was so amazed and pleased. He said, "Just by seeing this, I am sure that this has been tasted by Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Now, my dear Bhattacharya ji, please take away this seat of Krishna. Please take away all this prasad and bring a smaller plate with some prasad on it for me to eat." Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya said, No, you take the same place as has been offered to Lord Krishna." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "That which is meant for the use of the Supreme Lord should never be used for one's own purposes. The paraphernalia of the Supreme Lord should be respected." And he quoted from the Bhagavatam. And the purport Prabhupada says, "Articles that have been used by the Supreme Personality of Godhead or the spiritual master should not be used for one's own purposes. It is an offense. Unless and until one has specific orders to do so." Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya offered a plea unto the lotus feet of the Lord. He said, "Just as what Krishna has eaten, we eat because it is prasad. Similarly, the sitting place of Krishna is now prasad, and please accept it and sit there." Sarvabhaum convinced the Supreme Personality of Godhead to sit in the same place. Then he said, "Sarvabhaum, all right, get my prasad. Remove all these articles from here." He said, "My dear Lord, this is all for you." He said, "How can I eat so much? This is fit enough to be eaten by 10 to 15 people. I am a sannyasi." Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya said, "I know how much you eat. In Jagannath Puri, you eat 52 times and hundreds of buckets full of preparations, pots full of preparations. Every day without fail, you are eating 52 times. And in Dwaraka, you had 16,108 wives. You visited each one of their palaces and you took your prasad with them. And not only with them, there was Vasudevji and Devaki, and there were all your relatives and your friends, and they also wanted to reciprocate with you, and you took prasad with so many thousands of people. I know how much you can eat. In the Govardhan pastime, mountains and mountains and mountains of prasadam were just consumed by you in a moment, and you were asking for more and more and more. My dear Lord, please accept this humble offering. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased, and laughing he sat down and started accepting the prasad that was put in front of him. Sarvam Bhattacharya, seeing the Lord taking prasad in his home, felt his life's perfection had been achieved. He was so happy. And he kept on replenishing whatever was left, was getting over. At the same time, the room in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking prasad had only one door that led to the outer regions of the house. And there was an inner door that led to the kitchen through which all the preparations were being bought. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was standing guard on the door that led outside with a stick in his hand. Why? Because his daughter, who had been married to a very wonderful Brahmana boy. But this son-in-law of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was, although he was from a very nice family, well educated, but he had the tendency to blaspheme and find faults. Sarvabhaum was very much afraid that if he came in, he might blaspheme the Supreme Lord. Therefore, standing guard. But as he was trying to serve Lord Chaitanya, in a moment of inattention, he left the door unguarded and his son-in-law came in. What is this I see? This is a sannyasi in the renounced order of life, and he is eating food fit for 10 to 15 people easily. He is consuming so much. This is not the dharma of a sannyasi, and started blaspheming the Lord in so many ways. When Sarvabhaum heard his son-in-law blaspheming the Lord, he just turned towards him, and with his eyes, when his son-in-law saw those eyes, he knew he had better go away from here right now. Sarvabhaum was so angry. His eyes were red like coal. He did not speak anything. His behavior, his attitude, his mannerism clearly spoke, "You nonsense." That was all. His son-in-law knew, this is danger. I've crossed the line of control. He immediately went out. But Sarvabhaum was so much disturbed, he ran behind him with a stick and he started shouting abuses at him and called him ill names. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very amused seeing this great Bhattacharya, the stalwart of all the scholars, running behind his son-in-law with a stick and abusing him with so many words, with so many abusive words. He was laughing and laughing and laughing, and Sarvabhaum came and he fell down at the feet of the Lord and said, "My dear Lord, please accept the remaining preparations." Shatir Mata, the wife of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, when she heard what her son-in-law had done, she started beating her head and her chest, and she was crying that what woe has fallen upon our family that this, our daughter is married to his son-in-law. And she started praying within the core of her heart sincerely, "My dear Lord, better my daughter be a widow, for he has blasphemed the Supreme Personality of Godhead." In other words, she wanted her son-in-law to die immediately. Very important lesson. Family ties are very, very strong. Social relationships are very, very strong. National feelings are very powerful. Swathi kalatradishu bhaumayjadhi. Yasyatma buddhi kunapetri dhatuke swadhi kalataradishu bhaumi jadi. For one who thinks himself to be this body of three dhatus, three elements, he worships either himself or the land of his birth and is very much attached to this family. And in the name of being religious, follows some ritualistic process. Yattirtha buddhi shalilena karichyat. He will visit many holy places just to take bath in that waters, thinking that I have achieved perfection. But the Bhagavatam says, janeshu abhigneshu saiva gokhara, is simply an animal because he does not understand the purpose of life is to satisfy the devotees, is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead through service. Therefore, Shatir Mata is praying, let my daughter become a widow. Better to be alone in this world than have relationships, friends, who blaspheme the Supreme Personality of Godhead or His devotees. The devotee of the Lord is very, very intelligent and knowledgeable and devoted to the Supreme Lord. He knows the purpose of life is to somehow or the other satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if anything is a hindrance to that, he may tolerate it. But if it leads to the blasphemy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees, let him die. Better he die than allow such a person to be alive and hear from him such blasphemy. Anukulasya sankalpo pratikulasya varjana. Whatever is favorable in Krishna consciousness, one must be courageous enough to accept it. And whatever is unfavorable, one should be brave enough to reject it. A devotee is very, very powerful at heart, very brave and courageous, ready to give up anything that is unfavorable in Krishna consciousness. Ready. That is what Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita. Know that my birth and my activities in tattva, in truth, accept them in truth. Then there will be no attraction to the illusory form of this world. One can give it up. And even if the attachments are very strong, if one is very courageous and brave and knows that this has to be done, one will be able to do it. The Lord finishes prasad. Actually, that entire incident is so very instructive about how, who is a Vaishnava and what happens when one does not respect the devotees of the Lord properly or sincerely. Anyways, after the prasad was over and the Supreme Personality of Godhead was offered water and some nice spices, water to wash his hands and his feet, and after he sat down in another place, clean place, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offered him some nice mouth fresheners, and then the Supreme Lord, as you are sitting there, he fell at his feet and he said, my dear Lord, I invited you to my house just to be blasphemed. That is my misery. Please forgive my offense. And started crying and falling at the lotus feet of the Lord. And the Lord said, Sarvabhauma, there is no offense. Actually, whatever your son-in-law said is true. And saying so, the Lord went back to Garbhira. Sarvabhauma and his wife, they felt miserable at heart. They started discussing. Better that my son-in-law dies. If I could kill him, I would kill him. Otherwise, if it is not possible to put an end to his life, better I put an end to my life. But both of these things are not possible because we both have Brahmana bodies. And hence, it would be offensive to try to end either of our lives. And discussing so many ways, the Sarvabhauma ultimately prayed, somehow or the other, my son-in-law must be punished. But he did not know how. And the son-in-law of Sarvam Bhattacharya, that day he never came back to his father-in-law's house because he knew we can have negotiations only tomorrow. So that night he spent outside. The next morning, he was down with cholera. Very, very sick. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that Gopinath Acharya, who was the brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he went to visit Lord Chaitanya at Gambhira. Lord Chaitanya asked, "So Gopinath ji, what is the news from Sarvabhauma's house? Please go and find out." Gopinath said, "I already know. 3 days and three nights Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and his wife are fasting because they feel they have committed a great offense to you. They are fasting. And what about his son-in-law?" "Oh, that person is down with cholera and Sarvabhauma is very happy and he's praying that let him die of the disease. This is fit punishment for the offense that he has done." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, is that so?" He immediately got up and went to the place where Sarvam Bhattacharya's son-in-law was there. And he approached him and put his hand on his heart and he said, "A Brahmana's heart is a fit place for the Supreme Personality of Godhead to stay. Why have you allowed the enemy of jealousy to take its residence there?" And then he said, "Rise, chant the holy names of Krishna, feel the ecstasy." And miraculously, the son-in-law immediately was cured and started dancing in kirtan. All the symptoms of ecstatic love were shown on his body. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fell at the lotus feet of the Lord and he started praying piteously, crying tears. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Sarvabhauma, because you are his maintainer, you have a connection with this boy. Therefore, how was it possible that he suffered? Just because of his connection with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the Supreme Lord not only forgave the offense of this boy, but he also gave him ecstatic love of Godhead. Because the Supreme Lord knew, if anything happened to this boy, Sarvabhauma would suffer." Prabhupada explains why. The son-in-law was staying in the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and therefore Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was his maintainer. Being the maintainer, if anything happened to him, he would take it upon himself and he would not survive. And because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much attached to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's devotional attitude, his behavior, therefore, to satisfy him, he forgave his son-in-law. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made a very, very pertinent point. He said, "The heart is the residence place of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why have you allowed this jealousy to come there? Which is an enemy." Krishna also makes this point. It is because of this envious nature, this dvesha, that the living entity goes away from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He becomes vimukha, bahirmukha. Prabhupada therefore explains in the last lines of his purport, even while the living entity is in that position, the Lord remains with him as a super soul. Sorry, when the living entity wants to enjoy himself, he falls down into this material world. And why does he want to enjoy himself? Ichha dvesha samutthena. Because he becomes He first of all gets a desire that he is himself the enjoyer, and then he starts envying the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why should he get so much enjoyment? But still, the Supreme Lord is so merciful, he accompanies that devotee within his heart. He accompanies that living entity within his heart. Forgetfulness of Krishna, Prabhupada explains this. Although the Lord follows him as a friend, the living entity, because of forgetful material existence, does not recognize him. His forgetful material existence. The living entity is in this material world. His existence is right here. But it is forgetfulness of Krishna. And therefore, the living entity does not recognize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this world becomes miserable for him. But Prabodhananda Saraswati says, Vishwam Purna Sukhayate. For a devotee, this world is very, very pleasurable. Why? Because he can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead manifesting in this material world, and thus his material existence is not miserable. Because he sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead and recognizes the Supreme Personality of God. Isha vasem idam sarvam yat kincha jagat. And he recognizes the proprietorship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knows this belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is for his pleasure. And thus he recognizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He sees him and is free from the pangs of material miseries. Forgetfulness of Krishna happens in a moment. Few days back, there was the appearance of Lord Ramachandra, few couple of weeks back. And in one of the instances of Lord Ramachandra's pastimes, this forgetfulness of Krishna is explained in a very, very different way from a devotee's point of view. They explained that when Lord Ramachandra was looking out for Maharaj Sugriv, because he was in the guise of a hermit, he and his brother Lakshman. Sugriv Maharaj wanted to know their identity. So he sent Hanuman in a disguised form. And when Hanuman approached the Lord, he in many ways inquired from them who they were. And finally when he came to know that this was Lord Ramachandra, Hanuman was surprised. He said, how is it possible, my dear Lord, that I am your eternal servant, but I could not recognize you? And most importantly, you also did not recognize me. How is it? So the acharyas, they explain this pastime. They say that Lord Ramachandra knew, because he knows every living entity. He knew this was Hanuman. But because Hanuman had approached him in a disguised form, Lord Ramachandra disguised himself from the vision of Hanuman. Ye yathamam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajameham. The more we are simple hearted and we present ourselves as we are to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the more he presents himself as he is. The more we become duplicitous, he is the greatest cheater of all the cheaters. Very easily he can fool us. Actually, the seventh canto, it is explained how Hiranyakashipu knew who the Supreme Lord Vishnu was. Sapatnair ghatita shudrair bhata me daita suret parshni grahena harina samenapyupadhavanehi. The Supreme Lord Vishnu is a supreme person, and we are his enjoyable objects. The demons are also the patni, the energy, the enjoyed, the enjoyable object, as well as the demigods. We are the two co-wives of this Supreme Lord. He says sapatni. But the Supreme Lord has taken the side of one wife and he has caused pain to the other wife. So he knows. He knows the Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. He knows the Supreme Lord is our enjoyer. We are supposed to be enjoyed by Him. But because of His intense desire to be the controller, and Hiranyakashipu was really a controller, he controlled everything. What was his desire ultimately? Machula bhinna grivasya bhurinarudhirayana vai ashrikpriyam tarpaishe bhatame gatavyatha. I will cut off the neck of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with my trident and offer the gushing blood that is flowing out of his cut neck, and thus satisfy the soul of my brother, departed brother, and feel myself relieved. So is knowledge all that is necessary? No, the attitude is very important. Knowledge is beneficial because it allows us to understand things as they are. But what do we do with it? We have to use it to become the servant of the servant of the Lord. And what prevents that? Why has the enemy of jealousy entered your heart? Why has this enemy of envy come into your heart? In the 11th canto, the results of performing devotional service are described threefold. Bhakti parishanu bhava viraktir anyatra chaishatrikayaka kalaha prapadyamanas yathashnatasyos tushti pushti shudapayonughasam. The process of devotional service is compared to eating. As one is eating food, three things happen. First is satisfaction, nourishment, and shudapaya. No longer there is any more hankering for more. And this happened chronologically. Similarly, in the process of devotional service, first there is bhakti, an attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, para isha anubhava, one has to experience the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and virakti. And Jiva Goswami explains, just as tushti is, there is satisfaction when one eats food, similarly bhakti is equivalent to the satisfaction one feels when performing devotional service. There is pleasure in both. If there is no pleasure being felt in eating, there is something wrong. Either the food is not proper or the eating process is not proper. Similarly, when you are performing devotional service, if you are not feeling pleasure, something is wrong. The process either which we have accepted is not proper, or what we are performing is not proper. Our attitude is not proper. But then after this pleasurable experience, there has to be tushti or maintenance, nourishment. Because it gives strength, it allows us to continue on. Food gives energy that allows his body to be sustained. There is nourishment. Similarly, when one experiences the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within one's heart, there is sustenance of devotional service. And virakti, no longer any hankering for any material objects, is very important. Just as when one is finished with eating, one does not feel any longer that food is required. Similarly, when one is practicing devotional service, one must no longer feel the need for any material pleasures. And if these things are not happening, kramashaha, we have to be very, very careful. Virakti has to arise. Detachment. And acharyas explain how, what is this virakti. Virakti simply does not mean detachment. Virakti means understanding that this is the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is His kota. It must be given to Him for His pleasure and enjoyment. And that is Yukta Vairagya. And how is this Yukta Vairagya performed? Very wonderful examples. Two examples are given. Supposing one is hungry and one sees food. What does one do? One immediately eats that food and one is not distracted by any other distractions aside. Even if the most attractive things are present on the sides, one is completely unaware of that because one is concentrating on the food that is there. One's hunger is so great. Similarly, when one is performing devotional service, all other distractions must become obnoxious. Because devotional service is so attractive. And secondly, as when you are hungry and when you see food, you don't care what is the nature of it, what should be done. You don't deliberate, now what should I do with that. Immediately you take the food and put it into your mouth. Similarly, a devotee, whenever he sees any object, immediately he takes it and uses it in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thus there is virakti. And this virakti is very important. It's very important. If this virakti, this detachment is not arising, something is wrong. How has the enemy of jealousy entered your heart? Because jealousy means, this is my property, my enjoyment. You're a sannyasi. How are you eating food so much? This blasphemy, this fault finding. Thus, the living entity wants to enjoy himself and falls down into the material world. But still the Supreme Lord is so merciful. He accompanies that living entity. That one day, if this living entity understands somehow or the other his position and who I am, then he will surrender to me. The Upanishad states, Samane vrikshe purushone magno nishaya shochiti moyamana. There are two birds that are sitting on the same tree eating. One bird is eating the fruits, other is just watching. But simply once when the living entity who is frustrated with this eating business wants to understand who is this person beside me and turns to him, that is the beginning of his perfection, the end of his suffering. And how is that possible? We understand through Chaitanya Charitamrita. Just because Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya is your brother-in-law, he is your son-in-law, the Supreme Personality of God is present in everyone's heart as a Chaitya Guru. Because of the connection of the disciple to the spiritual master, because of the connection of the devotee to the other devotees, the Supreme Lord offers his mercy. Why? When we are in the association of devotees, in the society of devotees as being the maintained, when the devotees feel that yes, this particular devotee here is our property, this is like our child, we must take care of him, and feels like a maintainer, the Supreme Lord knows that if anything happens to this particular devotee, the society of devotees will feel disturbed, and thus he gives his mercy to that devotee. Hence this association of devotees is so very important. And in that association the attitude is so very important. We must have the attitude of being maintained by the society of devotees. Always dependent on them. And that is the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Das 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 Anudas. Always the attitude that I am being maintained by the devotees. I am dependent on their mercy. I am dependent on the association. And thus we will receive the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always accompanying us, but we do not recognize him. Why? Because in the association of devotees, we do not have this attitude that we are being maintained by the devotees. If somehow or the other we may have that attitude and devotees feel that yes, we are the maintainer of this particular personality, that is all. That is all that is required. That is what Lord Chaitanya offered to Sarvabhaum's son-in-law. Because he is the maintainer, he has this connection with Sarvabhaum. Hence, he gave him ecstatic love of God. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. It's quite late. Let's end the class here. Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.